Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. It's early Monday morning. And I generally prepare and hopefully am prepared and deliver these messages on Sunday, but they're, as I've said before, there are times when it's a struggle to present, to declare a message. That fulfills the assignment of feeding God's flock, of feeding God's people. And I struggled greatly yesterday, you know, 80 books in this, which we call the Word of God. And as Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word uttered by the mouth of God. And so I struggled, but God is kind, and we do have a message for the people of God today. But before I get to it, I'm just, you know, I normally just teach the word. I don't make comment on current events. But a couple things took place in the last week or two in the headlines that caused me this morning to make comment on. I'm not sure what I've spoken of publicly with regard to this. I have said it in the past, but in regard to this movement in the world called global warming, who, when the facts counter the argument. The protagonists have now altered their position and call it climate change. I've made a comment that this is going to be a religion of the world, and the last couple of weeks, there's been headlines out of the Vatican that they're going to hold some kind of world council initiated by the Pope regarding the environment and climate change and the duty of man to save the planet, like the planet, because of man's going to vanish. God's word declares that Jesus Christ will come and rule this world for 1,000 years, and then God will do away with this world as with an old garment and create new heavens and a new earth. And to the ones God has chosen, to the ones trusting God, they, along with Christ, we, along with Christ, shall rule and reign. There is not in me an ounce of hatred for Catholics. I used to be one of them, following some religion, some religion of man. And in his kindness, through a gift God has given to the church, that is a pastor and teacher, I came to trust in his word and to a knowledge of his word, and not in that of an institution, of a man, of a pope. Second headline got me, and that was a visit by the Palestinian president to the Vatican, in which the Pope alluded to this man, the president of the Palestinians, as an angel of peace. Now, the word angel means messenger. And this one who is supposed to be the voice of God on earth, as they claim, that is, the Catholic Church, and quite honestly, you know, I question how many put their confidence in that doctrine of the Catholic Church. Nonetheless, it's declared as a doctrine by the Catholic Church of the infallibility when this man speaks. You know, if any listen and want to argue with me, I know the arguments. I don't have time. But to call this the head of the Palestinian group, who a vow to wipe out the Jews, to take over Jerusalem as their own, this goes against the very word of God. And the headlines are making more apparent the separating that God has done between the world and himself. A word to the wise is sufficient. Now, on to the message. For today. And comes from Psalm 62. David, a man after God's own heart, whom God said he was a man after his own heart. He declares this. King James says, truly my soul waits upon God. In the margin, you'll find an alternative translation, which is, only my soul waiteth upon God. From him my salvation. It's interesting makeup of the Hebrew word. The root is Yeshua. The Hebrew word is Yashuti. My salvation. Only my soul waiteth upon God. From him, Jesus, my salvation. He only, my rock and my salvation, my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain all, as a bowing wall, as a tottering fence. A bowing wall is gonna fall. a tottering fence? That seems to be something that's being balanced on something unstable. The image that comes to my mind are those who speak of the great God of two sides. Only my soul waiteth for God. He only is my rock. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. Who are they talking about? They're talking about casting God down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. David adds this word, Selah. Think of that. They only consult to cast down from his excellency. They delight in lies. You know, I wasn't going to go there, but the opening of this message really seems to confirm what's going on. How often have you heard reports of, in this whole global warming or climate change, where the scientists have altered data to attempt to confirm their viewpoint? You know, this whole argument of evolution, which didn't start with, but made manifest with Charles Darwin, you know, his whole purpose was, his own words, to create a universe without God. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth. Oh, folks, I got you in mind. I want a world for your children and grandchildren. They curse inwardly. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. For the Hebrew says, for my tikva, my hope is from him. And where do we get this hope from him? We get it through his word. That's where our hope is to lie, is to resort, is to be our rock, is to be our refuge. My soul, wait thou only upon God. I, along with you, exampled by David, we say our hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my defense. I shall not be moved. The second verse says, my defense, I shall not be greatly moved. We're watching as the psalmist declares with his mouth, as we are to declare with our mouth our confidence in God alone, we're watching his growth as we will grow when we continue to declare the source of our defense, of our refuge, of our salvation. Because now, in the sixth verse, in the second verse, he says, I shall not be greatly moved. Psalm 37 says of the one trusting God, though he stumble, he shall not be utterly cast down. The psalmist in the second verse sees the perils, the trials, the troubles, the tribulation in this life, and he says, I won't be greatly moved. I could be moved a little, but I won't be greatly moved. Now he, after expressing only God, he says, I shall not be moved. Seventh verse says, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. In verses 1 and 2, 4, 6, the Hebrew word being translated only or truly, the Hebrew word is ach. And in the summation of the psalmist's declaration, we can inject in the seventh verse, though it be not there, the understanding having been given prior, only God is my salvation. And my God. Rock of my strength, my refuge, only God. Trust in him at all times. Well, do you do that, Don? No, I don't. Well, are you telling me to do that? Yes, I am. Well, isn't that hypocritical? No, because I, like you, struggle with circumstance, with trials, with troubles. But in the end, by His grace, through the hope of His word, I do, along with David, along with God's children, reach up in a state of trust. And come to the conclusion, I'm better off trusting Him in Him at all times. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. This word translated heart here speaks of the inner man, the mind, the will, the heart. What's troubling you? Pour it out to God and declare before Him that we are of an understanding. God is a refuge for us. Psalm 91 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. David adds again, Selah. Think of that. Find this word one more time in this psalm, this word, Hebrew word, ak, ak, ak. Only men of low degree are vanity. Only men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Oh, David declares in another place, it is better to trust in God than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in God than to put confidence in princes. Men who seem to be somewhat, all these great scientists, they have all these computer programs, they can project, look what they could do. Oh, this man who speaks of God, or is the voice of God on earth, God, we should trust in them. We should trust in him. Bullshit! Sorry I couldn't hold that back. No, I don't apologize at all. God doesn't even deign to call them bullshit. He says vanity, they're vapor, they're got no weight. Only God is my rock and my salvation. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. Oh, but I gotta get me wealth. That's how I exist. Oh, I'll do it my way. The word declares it is God that giveth thee power to gain wealth. But that's not God's purpose. He's not against being rich. But in another part of what's called the church today, there is that message of, oh, the kingdom of God. I had somebody come in and visit, and they were moved by some truth. Regarding the door of the tabernacle. So moved, in fact, they came back a second time and said, can you repeat that, what you told us about the door, about the multicolor? I'm not going into it today. But they were impressed. And they wanted to hear it again because it speaks of Jesus, our salvation. And each child of God can say, my salvation. But then they wanted to get into preaching the kingdom of God, that God, you know, now that we're in the kingdom, we might have been in this condition, but now that we're in the kingdom, God wants this, that, and the other thing, and they're looking for circumstance to the word I want to say is to justify their faith, give a defense of their faith. Look, I faith in God. Look what he's done for me. Well, Paul trusted in God and it got him killed. William Tyndale. The translator of our English Bible, the father of the English language, it got him killed. And hundreds and thousands of others whom God chose, who called not this world their home, it got him killed. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice. I heard this, he says. power belongeth unto God. But we can't leave it there. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God, also unto thee, O Lord, mercy. Dr. Scott, in looking at these two verses, because they go together, he quite rightly said, power without mercy is brutality. Love without power is weakness. Also unto thee, O Lord, mercy, for thou renderest to every man, King James, and most other translations say, for thou renderest unto every man according to his work, which would leave me in a whole big mess, and would leave, if you're honest, every one of you in a big mess. But the word being translated, his work, is mahaseh. And the best translation I have found is work of Jehovah. Power does belong to God. Mercy also. And in them whom God has chosen, in them who operate in that gift of faith, of them who understand we are his workmanship, of them who understand by grace are we saved, that's a work of God by them who trust only in God. They can say, from him, that is only God, comes my salvation. There was one, I don't know who, who encapsulated this psalm with the truth found in it, who said, we trust not God at all if we trust not him alone. Only. Only. And in his word. Let us grow as the psalmist grew by declaring, only God, to, and until we get to that state where we say, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And that's the God School for today.